Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I always say that. You know what I mean. Just be part of the solution. It ain't that hard. It doesn't require a college degree. You can figure it out. I'm watching some of the returns come in right now. You know, Michigan and so on. I can't believe that Tlaib is almost double the point count of her challenger. I mean, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Yeah, 57% to Winfrey's 25%. I mean, I realize it's a primary. But I mean, maybe she's the one we want to run against. I don't know. I'm not the expert in this field. It's just irritating as heck to hear she's that popular. I don't believe the Michigan people, the people of Michigan, are this hateful. Right? She's a very hateful person. We've seen this. We've heard this. I mean, this is the woman that wants to defund the police. Hates Israel. Has a map on the wall without Israel there. I mean, seriously. And yet, everybody's okay with her. Well, in voting for her there. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the, the time you're spending with us. You know, this is hilarious. That'll be like hilarious, ha-ha, funny. Just amazing that you're hearing about some of these things going on. I don't know if you heard this, but Paul Pelosi, when he got, he had slurred speech, he had drugs in his system, and handed over police a privilege card during the DUI bust. I mean, did all the things to get nailed, right? Paul Pelosi, the multimillionaire husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, had a drug in his system and addressed officers with slurred speech and tried to hand them a police courtesy card during his arrest. These are all documented court documents. Pelosi's 2021 Porsche and the other driver of the 2014 Jeep sustained major collision damage. Right, this is back in May. The responding officers found Pelosi in his driver's seat in his damaged car near an intersection in California. Pelosi allegedly handed the officers his driver's license and an $11.99 foundation card when they asked for his ID. Now, the 1199 Foundation is a California Highway Patrol charity. It supports officers and provides scholarships for their children. I actually did work for them years ago. Great organization. Now, Pelosi alleged exhibited signs of impairment during field sobriety tests. Officers observed objective signs and symptoms of alcohol intoxication. Right? So, you know, the guy's so old and so rich. Why the heck did he just get a cab? Right? Why the heck did he just, you know, I mean, get a chauffeur, for God's sakes. He was unsteady on his feet. Speech was slurred. He had a strong odor of alcohol beverage. Now, the other driver, identified only as John Doe, was standing outside an SUV waiting for the police to show. So, I love this. I watch this. And you watch these people together. You watch how much money they have. Or you know how much money they have. You know the arrogance of Nancy. So either he was drinking to get away from her arrogance, or the bottom line with it was, you know, this is just the way they live their lives. Right? The investigators found out later on that he had a blood alcohol content of 0.082. Pelosi's attorney hasn't been responding to anybody for, you know, requests on information. And we'll see what happens, right? Now, check this out. I guess, you know, it's amazing. Nobody was killed. But when it comes to bail, right, we got no cash bail and a whole bunch of things going on right now. You can beat up a cop. You can shoot up a mall. And you get out on no cash bail. Pelosi, however, I got no sympathy for this guy. He was let out a $5,000 bail for the accident, you know, drunk driving. Now, there's no reason for drunk driving. I get it. But, I mean, sweet Jesus, $5,000? This is cookie jar money for this guy. This guy drops this kind of money in the street when he's not paying attention. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Guess what? Brad Dank is going to join us after the break. We'll see what's going on in the legal world and what he's doing to protect you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was talking about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5568. I keep telling you about all the crazy stuff that's going on in and around our world. Okay? And it's funny. This morning I had a meeting with a bunch of pastors and a local congressman over his voting on the recent Affirmation of Marriage Act or something ridiculous. Anyway, the bottom line with it was, I found it interesting that when we were talking to the pastors, they were upset about something they hadn't even read. So they didn't read it, yet they were on his case for the way he voted. And I said to myself, you know, this is, and I'm not beating on them, this is stereotypical, though. For regular voters, people who want to complain, it's like, did you read the bill? Did you understand what was being done? Did you understand the true impact of the bill before you get on that person's case? And show up and ask questions. Why did you do it? How can we help you in the future? And in a stereotypical Joe Messina style, I finally turned around and went, look, if evangelicals, if you guys would preach properly from the pulpit and evangelicals came up to vote, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So truly, evangelicals, Christians, if you really want, and don't give me that stuff that God doesn't want you involved in politics, because I could do a whole hour on that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me, love having him, joins us every week to give us an idea of what's going on in the legal world. And Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I would say PJI, but nobody really knows what that is. Pacific Justice Institute, you can find it at PJI.org. You can find them at PJI.org, protecting your rights in every aspect of life. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to have the program. Thank you.
Yeah, I always appreciate your time with me. Let's have some fun with some rapid fire issues. Apparently, there's a Christian university right now that's facing legal scrutiny. You ready for this one? They're Seattle Pacific University. Now, they have a religious belief or religious standards is the way they're putting it, and they refuse to hire gay people. The reason they do, they say, because it goes against their scripture. It goes against the Word of God. Now, the state office has sent a letter to the university demanding prompt production of documentation to prove that they're not using that as an indicator or as a reason why they won't hire. Now, is this possible, Brad? Can this really happen? Can they really force a church to hire a gay or lesbian person?
Yeah, and also when we say gay or lesbian, we're talking about individuals who are practicing the sex acts of that lifestyle.
Correct.
Not people who say, hey, I have these feelings, I have these thoughts or these struggles. This Christian university is not excluding those individuals, but rather individuals who are willingly and deliberately engaging in sex acts that the Bible, the Word of God, says very clearly, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, is wrong and is sinful. And they have the same policy, not just against, unbiblical same-sex acts, but also unbiblical sex acts that are outside of marriage, fornication, people shacking up, man and a woman. So they have, their standards is not based on their feelings or their culture. Their standards are based clearly on the Word of God. They're very clear with that. They're a Christian university, and as a private Christian university, they are protected, and case law protects them to be able to hire and fire according to their sincerely held religious beliefs. And I believe they're going to win.
I hope you're right. You're the eternal optimist. I'm looking at what goes on today and the arguments that are being made, the lawsuits that are being filed on things 20 years ago you would have never seen. You would never even heard about this coming up as an issue, if you would, right?
No, you're right. And make no mistake, the impact would not just be for Christian universities. It would also implicitly would impact churches, synagogues, and with regards to hiring rabbis, priests, pastors, church evangelists. I mean, it's gonna have a huge impact. But the good news, once again, the Supreme Court has held in the past, but with other case law, that in fact, religious institutions have a right to hire and fire according to their sincerely held religious beliefs and their convictions. And there's been case law building on this in the right direction. So I think this Supreme Court is ready to rule in favor of this Christian university, and we're very optimistic that that's going to be in the end the outcome.
Well, I, you know, again, as I joke with you all the time, you are the eternal optimist, and I really do sometimes. No, I mean, seriously, for so long, you and I, for God, for the last year or two, with the Chief Justice Roberts, we would sit here and talk about what should go down, what should happen, and all of a sudden, he would totally confuse us. Because he would go down the road that we never expected him to go down, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, now, it was really interesting this morning. We were talking to with a congressman and a couple of pastors, and we were talking about this new bill that went through Congress, the House, and it was I don't know if it was a Protection of Marriage Act, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really much matter, but basically included same-sex couples. But the Democrats hit a line in there that had to do with interracial couples or biracial couples. So anybody who voted against this bill would be voting against biracial couples, you know, being allowed to stay married. And right. What I love about this is the ignorance of some people not understanding how they word these things on purpose. This is not an accident. It's not an oversight.
Right.
There's a reality to this, and you see this many times, don't you?
Oh, right. And now, yeah, the Democrats would like this to, in a way, they would like the Republicans to vote against it because they know they're in very weak positions. They want to play the race card. That's one of the few cards that they still think they can play and fool people with to use racism as a, you know, as a means to getting votes. So they want to play this race card. How the Republicans be forced to vote against it.
Yep.
Instead of doing, they kind of did commercials saying that they voted against same, you know, interracial marriage.
Yep.
It's clearly a political ploy. The American people should feel insulted by this.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about a school district or a teacher in the school district that decided to teach your kids about Easter. One of the stories or angles around Easter. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve officials are making the case for more interest rate hikes as inflation soars. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly noting Americans are still dealing with the effects of high prices. She explained the Fed's job is far from done because things that were affordable 6 months ago
aren't now. President Biden signs the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. The bill is intended to encourage semiconductor chip manufacturers to move their operations to the United States. The president virtually joined an event hosted by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, touting the impact the legislation will have on the state.
The way I see this bill in Michigan is it's about chips and it's about cars.
Critics argue the bill doesn't do anything to ensure semiconductor chip manufacturers will move back to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. Joe Matthews, host. Always a pleasure. 855-GROW-8557-32-5562. Look at, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, you know, he's helping us out every time he can, any way he can. Mike is offering now a two-for-one, and in some cases up to 50 to 60% off, simply using promo code Joe. Now, remember, when you go there, they have pillows. They have dog beds. They have slippers. They have sheets. They have pillowcases. Spend 2 minutes of your life searching around and running around on that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Why do you keep sending money to China? Why do you keep spending money at places that hate you and hate the things that you stand for? At least if you buy your sheets, pillowcases, and so forth from MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, you know the money's going to a good cause. When he donates money to a good cause. I'm one of those ones that's a good cause. We make a few bucks at every purchase. So consider going there first. Using the promo code Joe on the way out, I'm telling you, you're going to save a hefty amount of money. You're going to get good quality product. We have his sheets, we have his pillows, pillowcases, slippers, and you know we're very happy with them. And I don't mean like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, they're good sheets. No, I'm surprised. I'm not one of those guys, but I am surprised at how good the sheets are. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute, the founder of such. And Brad, you should do the same. I'm telling you, man. I never slept on sheets like this before. Very, very, very comfortable, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
No, no. And you think about it. You go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You people are shopping there. And
no, you don't want to shop there. They support liberal causes.
Yeah.
In-your-face liberal causes. I walked in there once, and I was stunned at Bed Bath & Beyond. They, you know, had a radical liberal all set up with her agenda thing, and you know, pushing a product. I just thought, I'm done. But you know, you buy a quality product from the product Mr. Pillow, and I think that people can benefit a good cause and still get quality product, and I know people that have ordered and really, really appreciate this quality products.
Yeah, I joke about it because I'm not one of those. I'm not a carnival barker, but when I got his stuff, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, there is a difference. There is a big difference with this stuff, and the fact that it's not made in China, it's made right here. We've got Americans putting it together with American product. We really need to give some thought to that. All right. I kind of teased you during the break, and I said, here we have a first grade teacher creating what the Catholics call a mortal sin. She's actually teaching about Easter to her first grade class. Now, this is a woman, I think it's in Alabama. She brought in Moulton Elementary School in Lawrence County. She brought in some coloring pages for Easter, and the kids got to fill them in, and she talked about what the Christians believe the true meaning of Easter is and what they celebrate on that day. Well, what I lovingly refer to is the freedom from religion freaks were all out of control. They really just started losing their mind over this whole thing. They want to file a lawsuit. They want to go after the school district. They said the school district needs to do its duty and stop this atrocity immediately, if not sooner. And God bless the superintendent, who obviously has a spine. She defended the teacher by pointing out that she was just following state guidelines, period. They also teach kids about Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo, and so many more things. So they have legal ground to stand on. I mean, come on, they're teaching about religion in school. Brad, this is unconscionable. This can't happen.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, we're talking about something that's a deep part of our history, our heritage, recognizing Easter, recognizing Christmas. Hanukkah has, deep history in the Jewish community throughout, our nation's history. Kwanzaa, that's sort of a newly invented, holiday, really doesn't have any, even origins, even actually as far as with regard to Africa, it's sort of put together by some Americans who, radical, activists that wanted to have something, that wanted, to have their own holiday. You know, hey, that can be respected. Something that even has really no actual origins or to the American culture or heritage. So there's tremendous leeway here, and really, it's sort of unfortunate. But the only holiday that's going to be complained about is going to be a holiday like Easter or Christmas that's associated with Christianity because of the tremendous anti-Christian bigotry that is so evident from the left. And unfortunately, evident from atheist-oriented organizations that are seemingly very selective on the religions or faith that they choose to bully.
Yeah, I find all this pretty amazing. And you and I have been, Scott, I think you've been on the air with me probably 6, 7, 8 years now, off and on. And I've seen this attack, if you would, on Christians and Christianity as a whole. It really exponentially grows, and it has been growing. And it used to be kind of covert. Now it's right in your face. There's absolutely no hiding it whatsoever. They see it as a good thing,
Yeah, yeah. And that's exactly what we're seeing, in our society. And, we need to stand up and speak loudly and not allow our schools and the culture our children are raised in to be changed and deviated by activists who are not respectful for the rights of parents and the rights of a community defining their own standards for public education and what their priorities are. It really needs to be true public education. It's not education driven by teachers' unions. Not driven by activist groups like the atheist group trying to sue. It's really driven by parents, and that's one thing that we at Pacific Justice Institute are supporting: communities listening to parents and their state as they hear the parents and what they find is important for the culture of their public schools. That's what makes them public as opposed to government schools.
I got a good one for you, because the freedom from religion freaks are really, they're having a week, okay? And I always feel bad for them a little bit. So they're at it again, demanding that the Indiana sheriff stop holding Christian events for inmates. And so they're filing a lawsuit, and they were triggered by some pictures they saw about a 2019 event where dozens of inmates were baptized at the Decatur County Detention Center. Now, the local fire department, they came in and they had the big barrels or whatever they needed, and they filled in, they helped fill up the pools or what have you. 34 inmates were baptized. And the Freedom from Religion Freaks is saying the Sheriff's Department is blatantly endorsing a religion, blatantly pushing a religion on some of these inmates that don't want any part of it. What say you?
Yeah, if the facts were that the prison was ordering every inmate to be baptized, whether they like it or not, then, yeah, I would say the prison would be in trouble. But here we're talking about a prison that simply is accommodating sincere religious beliefs and convictions of their inmates. This actually is not only allowed, it's actually mandated and required under the religious freedom, under the our LUPA statute, Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000, which applies not only to church land use, but also applies to prisons and their expression and accommodation of faith for those who are in prison. So we actually have not only the Constitution, we actually have federal statutory law protecting faith and accommodation of prisoners in prisons, the same way we have laws requiring accommodation of employees in the workplace who have religious beliefs or convictions.
I was not aware that that even existed, my friend. Amazing.
Usually in the past, our LUPA is used over and over again, defending churches on, you know, we're booted out of a place, not allowed to build or not allowed to occupy a building. We at Pacific Justice have used it over and over that. But occasionally, we do get to use it in situations like this, where, you know, a prison says, no, we're not going to let you, any prisoners have Bibles come in cassette tapes with religious messages to be able to have a prison chaplain, praying or have a Bible study. We've stepped in and we've used this federal statute. It's very well drafted. It's has a lot of punch, and I think once again that this is a case I'm very confident on how it will turn out in favor of religious freedom for those inmates.
I just find all this very, very, very interesting. We'll also deal with some of the other issues of the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. There's a lot coming up. You don't want to miss any of it. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want. I need you to be part of the solution. You know, and get engaged in these organizations that actually can make a difference for you. It will actually do something to make a difference. And I know somebody, I bring him on the show on a regular basis, Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. You know, we talk about them at length on the show. Even when he's, you know, Brad, we talk about you when you're not around either. You know what I'm saying? So why don't you tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help?
You bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute are committed to defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're unique in several ways. One is that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually are committed to try to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And we do this in another unique way, in that we have more offices coast-to-coast than any other legal organization in the country. In fact, we have offices now in 20 states, coast-to-coast. And, in fact, I'm in a state right now where I'm going to be interviewing someone to open a new office in another state. outside of California. So we're actively engaged at the ground level, trying to make sure everyone gets help. We do it all without charge, and we're very broad in the kinds of cases we take on. So people should have no hesitancy to contact us or to go to our website. We have incredible resources, all free, to empower parents, people of faith, and people standing up for the safety of life at our website at pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. One of my favorite resources is 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Social Workers. It's very effective, very helpful.
And where might you find that, Brad?
Well, on our website, pji.org, and they can click into Parents' Rights and look on the resources there. And then they can also, we also have customized opt-out forms for each of the 50 states. So parents in each state will have the maximum rights that they have under not only federal but also state law to protect their children. And it varies state by state, but it's a great resource, all without charge, at pji.org. And they can also sign up to get our free newsletter, The Legal Insider. It's right there on the website, The Legal Insider. And we talk about our many cases. We have 97 cases, more than 97 cases, in active litigation right now as we speak, all across the country.
You got it.
And I know your listeners would love to keep up with these and find out what's really happening at the ground level in the courts, battle to battle.
You know, people, you always complain and get your emails about what's going on out there, who's doing what, why aren't people doing this, but PGI is doing these things. And they do them without charge. And it's not because they're not being charged for services, but because there are great people out there that are donating to the cause, that are helping out and helping to make things change and be different. You need to be part of that change. You guys need to step up. I know we're talking hundreds of thousands of times, but I tell you, think about it. If 1,000 of you do $5 each, give up that cup of coffee at that very expensive place that hates your guts, there's $5,000 for the cause. So don't think that, your little bit isn't going to make a difference, because it does make a difference if you allow it to do so. So, any amount you can give, anything you can do, helps them push these cases forward. And they're protecting people who normally wouldn't have the money. And we are seeing changes being made. We are seeing wins that I joke with him all the time about being being the eternal optimist. Because I saw what was going on, going, my God, this is an uphill battle. This is a major fight going on here. But he's willing to take it on. There's not many that are. So, God bless you for doing that, Brad. We need more like you, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and we also need more talk show hosts like you, Joe, and school board members like you that have the tenacity and the courage to say the truth and to stand up for those who need to be stood up for, like the parents in school districts.
Someday when we have more time, we need to tell the progression of me being on the school board. Being the hated guy because I was conservative and I was, not very bending in certain areas when it came to our kids. And it wasn't because I didn't want certain things for our kids. I didn't want certain bad things for our kids, things I knew would hurt them. And
right.
It was interesting that as we went through this distance learning and people got to see the board operating, sometimes we had 600-700 people watching the board meeting. We couldn't get 6 or 7 people at the board meeting. And they finally got to see what was going on. And I believe, big time, it's part of what changed the tide as to what people believe is going on at the school boards and such. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I just want to also recognize the fact that you were standing what was best for the children, but specifically, you're the parent advocate. I mean, you were standing for what the parents, overwhelmingly felt was best for their children. And that's the kind of people we need on school boards throughout America. That's the kind of school board members that the parents want on the school board,
mm-hmm.
Not those that are controlled by elite liberal think tank groups or the teachers' union, or activist groups like the atheist organization you mentioned. It's what we need is respect for parental rights and board members like you that actually carry that out as a part of your duty as a board member.
But I will tell you, being bit in my personal life by Ms. Katie Hill here recently, I will tell you that having PGAI, knowing that you guys are there, makes it easier, seriously, sincerely, easier to do my job. Because, people don't know it, but there's been times where I've called Brad and said, okay, get ready for this. Keep your phone by your bed because I'm going to do something tonight I might get in trouble for. And we'll lay it by him first so he can tell me what I can legally get away with doing. Because I'm not trying to skirt the system, but I am trying to get the truth out there, and I want to make sure I can pull it off without ending up in jail. You know, these warriors that think, yeah, I'd go to jail for this. Well, you're useless in jail. I mean, if I have to, I will, but why go to jail for it? Get your point across, keep getting your point across, and you can win these battles, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point you made. Our goal is not to be put behind bars. Our goal is to be educated, to be effective in getting out truth and making sure that we're exercising our rights and knowing our rights to get out that truth and to defend our kids and our communities in the way that the parents in those communities feel inspired to do.
Yeah, I think I was telling you earlier, but I love the fact that, look, I'm not sitting up there praying. But the great thing about it is I can read the prayers of our founding fathers. There's absolutely nothing they can do, you know? And even end the prayer in Jesus' name based on the fact that that's how George Washington ended the prayer. So there are ways to get the message out, to get the message across, to let people know the truth about this country without, you know, getting yourself in trouble. And those are the things I've learned. Those are the things I've learned from Brad over the years. And I got to tell you, they work. And I'll tell you something else, which I always appreciate it. I think I told you about this, Brad, too. I will get these little secretive emails. I will get these little phone calls from, you know, teachers and others who will say, you know what, thanks for sticking up for us. Nobody else there is up there talking for us or defending our beliefs. So they're out there. They want the help, you know?
You're right. And I've heard some estimate that about between a third and 40% of public school teachers out there, you know, they feel like they're in the minority.
Yep.
They feel squashed and silenced by the radical left and, you know, the teachers' unions. And they really value and appreciate also, along with the parents, once again, school board members that are really, going after and advocating for what's best for the children, which is what those kind of teachers want. They don't want agendas. They want to teach and they want a quality education. They really care about the students. And those are the kind of teachers that people like you, that I know respect people like you on school boards.
Yeah. All right, real quick, you'll get about 2 minutes. I'm sorry, I know I stole your time. But, you know, the USDA is pushing again to hold back money from schools, from kids who actually need food, if the school district will not push and encourage the transgender movement. True?
Right, the whole LGBTQ movement, exactly. And it's a serious move. I believe that we've got a Supreme Court with their recent case precedent and the Administrative Procedures Act. I think that we've got there's a very good chance that those 22 Republican attorney generals and from the 22 states are going to prevail in the end. And we at Pacific Justice intend to participate as necessary in this matter. We have to stand up to it. We've got a great Supreme Court, thanks to Donald Trump, and great federal court judges have been appointed. Now's the time to be more aggressive than ever. We at PGAI, we get that, and that's why we now have 97 cases plus in active litigation right now, nearly double what it was just about a year and a half ago, and the number is continuing to skyrocket. We're going very aggressive in our different states.
All right. Listen, always a pleasure. PJI.org, people. PJI.org. If you don't do anything else, hop over to the website, peruse around it, and you can help. I mean that sincerely. Every little bit does help. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. In the next hour, we're going to talk to an immigrant that loves this country. She came here, she made good, and she can't imagine it happening anywhere else. And very sad to watch what we're doing to it. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.